We've got Diane from the library, and she was just signalling that her headphones weren't working because I hadn't pressed the button quick enough for her then, because we were talking. Do you know, she can get very bossy. That's what happens on... Oh, well, don't worry about that. You can hear me because we're only opposite, yeah. Do you know, she comes in, she tells me I'm sitting in the wrong space because I should be facing the view. And so we've designed the studio incorrectly. You can tell her husband's an artist as well, can't you? And then she's telling me off that the headphones at her... I haven't pressed the right button for the headphones. But anyway...
It makes you feel like you're more...
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. I'll make sure I've got those. I'll make sure I've got those working correctly for you for next time. Yeah, no problem, Di. So anyway, you've got lots to talk to us about. Right, and I've just realised why there, because I actually hadn't turned you up. So hello, Di.
Good morning.
So all that abuse you've just given me has just been me talking there. So that works. That works a bit better, doesn't it? Your headphones probably you'd hear yourself in them now.
Oh, let's try that.
Okay. So you've got lots to talk about, and we were busy chatting about it offline.
Yes.
And where do you want to start?
Well, where shall I start? Well, I think it's always so exciting, libraries. And we had a mum came in yesterday just to divert. First of all,
no, that's fine.
And she said, daughter would really like to be a librarian. So Naya and I just bubbled with enthusiasm about, you know, having a library career.
Yes,
it's very exciting. And so she's 15 and can start, quite keen to be a librarian, and can start directing her courses at school to work towards a degree.
Well, because you can do a librarian degree now, can't you?
Yes, and the way that the profession's going, basically, you might as well do the degree because the standard of the professionalism in libraries is kind of degree stuff now, if you really want to go anywhere. And you've got public libraries, law libraries, you know, what they call specialist libraries, tertiary libraries, you know, corporate libraries. And so there's a whole range, and there's a wonderful ladder. If you really want to go somewhere, you can really go somewhere. You can either be a cataloger or, you know...
And also, you specialise in different areas. I mean,
children's and teens librarian.
Art.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a whole wealth.
Yeah, you know, the art galleries have librarians.
Exactly.
So kind of enthusiastic, of course, as we are.
Of course.
Anyway.
That's great. So, yeah. so just finish that off.
Okay.
What would you say then to somebody that's who's interested? What would be a good thing for them to do?
Well... to go to Wellington, Niall and I decided that you'd need to go to uni in Wellington, where
is. Is that the only place
you
in New Zealand?
You can do Open Polytech, which is diploma papers, full on still, and you can cross credit that over into a degree,
right?
If you wanted to, but I think you might as well just do the degree.
Yeah,
really.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it just depends how far you want to go. You know, Open Polytech is fine. Lianza, which is our professional body. They're really aiming for the degree type. It's a bit like early childhood. You know, it was diploma level, and now it's like you really need a degree.
Yeah.
So it's, libraries is going along that
similar
way. And
that's probably because of all the extra stuff that libraries now have. It's not like it used to be in the 70s and the 80s where it literally was sort of before CDs, but the odd book and a slight bit of a music library, if you were lucky. And then the sort of referencing that was always there, but beyond that, there wasn't that much scope for development. I'd have thought.
Yeah, the fundamental training back in the 70s and 80s was the certificate, which is what I've done, and Fiona as well, and many, many, many of us.
Mm.
If you'd done a degree, you could do a 1 year post, master's in library studies. And of course, with the technology and the information explosion and computers, I mean, it's completely, and social networking, I mean, the whole thing is very, very different.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so, you know, but a wonderful, wonderful industry to work in. And
if you love literature and you're good with people.
And customer service, if you're in public libraries or a school librarian, you know, I mean, there's a whole range that, you know, that even, you know, whatever area.
You're selling it to me here. I mean, I am on my sixth career. I could always go for a seventh. Hope my husband isn't listening right now.
You know, remuneration's not too bad. But it's delightful on the stress scale. Traditionally, library work is really low on the stress scale. So, you know, it really is very fulfilling.
Yeah.
To be working in a library.
Yeah. Yeah. And you get to meet people. I mean, Waiheke Library, I've got to say, it absolutely rocks, in my opinion. And every time you want anything or you need any help with stuff, there's always somebody there to help you and spend a bit of time and point you in the right direction. And it's just a very friendly. It's almost like sometimes if you're in a rush, and you don't, it's like in the supermarket, and you sometimes you go, I haven't got time to chat to people, but I don't want to be rude.
Yeah.
But it's a bit like the library. Yes. The library's a little bit like that. Sometimes it's, you know, it's just so friendly. I think it's great.
And they are community hubs.
You're very lucky with the staff.
Yes, yeah. It's a community hub, and that's one of the fundamental core roles of a library. You know, it's a community hub, and it's a meeting place. And with the new library, which is, you know, still... I think it's pretty much happening, of course.
I think by the time we have it, we'll be actually having it on a space station, personally.
It's 2 years away. So we're kind of hopeful. Yeah. Well, we're very hopeful, but we just now have to wait for it to be, you know, to
finalize.
I don't know, to be drawn up again and all those things redone. And
I know what I was meaning to ask you about that. Are we having a coffee shop in the new library?
Well, not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm aware of. I think the space is so precious.
Yes,
the floor space. And I don't think you could justify having a coffee shop in our floor space. That was just not the... And that would take a huge chunk of the budget.
True.
So I'm just guessing. It's not been mentioned, and I think it would be a shame to lose.
And look,
possible.
Let's be honest, we've got plenty of those on Waiheke, haven't
that's
we?
Right.
So we wouldn't
want
to take the business from there.
No, that's right. So, so there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that little bit.
Yeah, that was a slight digress there. She said to me, I haven't got much to talk, you know, how long have I got? Well, I won't fill that slot. Well, she's already 6 minutes in, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's right. And we, you know, talked about something that wasn't on my program. But anyway, that's the nature of it. So we have a successful book club.
Yes.
Which is, you know, people just come every month. It's just packed. And more people come in the door, and I've got to find chairs all over the library, rolling in the staff chairs and sitting on high stools and the little ladder that the kids stand on and just kind of making the circle bigger and bigger. It is really good. So obviously people like coming along. And people still ask to join. And now I've really had to say, look, I can't, there's no more room. I can take your name and number and email address, and we'll look at starting a second one. So Fiona, our manager, is really keen to start the second one. So we have quite a, you know, already 7 or 8 names there, which is not quite enough. So if you'd like to join the library book club, which is open to anybody, then contact the library and just ask to have your name down, because at one point, and then at some point, Fiona will contact everybody and organise an evening, because it will be an evening one. We don't have the space there in the day operate one.
Yeah.
So it is an evening book club, and then a night will be chosen, and it'll be... Well, it was funny because one of my ones that was almost joining my one called it the Renegade Book Club. Now, that's very cool.
The Renegade.
Yeah. So anyway, so if you are interested to join that one, do contact Fiona.
That's great, Di. So let's talk a little bit about how a book club, for those people that aren't or have never been in a book club, how does it work?
Well,
and does everybody have to speak? Because that will put some people off.
Right. Well, book clubs run, there's many, many varieties of how they're run in many formats. But for our library one, we choose books that everybody puts ideas into the pot. I look in the catalogue because, A, there have to be like 16 copies.
Yeah.
So we can't read the latest material. We have to wait until that comes off the hot list and the requests are down. So it's always material that has been well received, you know, when it first came out, but now it's available for us. So and like I say, 16 copies or so, because that's how many in our group. And then I'll, you know, list them down and research and sort of choose from the pot. And yeah, and then we all read the same book. And on the evening, it's all about the book. So we run for about 1 hour and 10 minutes. We're not talking about your husband's job or the dog
was sick.
Or
it's focused.
You know, it's really focused. And I think that's what we like, is that it's really about the book. And there's no other time, there's not enough time to talk about anything else. And so it's quite directed. We all have a turn to speak in the circle, in the round. And have a few minutes each just to give our little synopsis of what we felt and thought. And some people might say, oh, look, I only read 10 pages, couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
Other people will love it. And we're quite honouring of opinion, so we're not scared to say if we don't like it or,
right,
you know, loved,
yeah,
it or whatever.
No sort of judgmental.
No,
oh,
it's,
well,
really,
why couldn't,
lovely,
you get into it? Yeah.
Yeah, and that's really, I think that's really essential, that you can feel free to say what you will need to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we like that about our book club. And then we have interactive discussion. Once we've all had a turn, there's interactive discussion. Sometimes I'll pull questions off the net because, you know, you have book club discussion questions on a particular title, and they're quite handy if we haven't, you know, if we sort of need a little nudge. Yeah, and that's it really. And then they all take the next book home and off we go.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
Very, very successful.
So how long does it last for, did you say?
About an hour and 15 max.
Oh, wow. Mm. So it's quite a short time, isn't it?
6 o'clock we do our one on the second Wednesday of the month, and I don't know what the Renegade. Well, what night they'll choose, but that will be up to Fiona and the group, so... Yeah, so it's a buzz for us that we've, you know, it's popular enough to start a second one.
Yeah, it's great.
It's all about serving the needs of our customers, and if that's a need, it's great.
Yeah, brilliant.
Because libraries are nice all over the show, but the book club's a nice, good feel good.
Definitely.
Kind of,
and people
activity.
Will, it's an opportunity for people to meet new people. And,
yes.
And find out about different books that they wouldn't ordinarily go to. I know
exactly,
I'm very
exactly.
directed where I go to read.
Yeah.
You know, I know that certain authors... and I request their books that, you know, being an avid reader,
yes.
I have my list of authors that I read everything they write,
yep.
and my genre that I particularly like,
yeah,
and then I have sort of the work stuff that I like,
yes,
and that's pretty much it, you know.
Yeah, and that's what people would say it is, you know, that they've come to the island and they feel like, you know, like-minded people like books, and the fact that you do go out of your comfort zone or what you'd normally read, and that you discover.
Difference.
A, that you might not like it, and B, that, oh, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to.
Excellent. Oh, that's really good. Okay, thanks.
And
right. What's next on your list?
Now, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the digital library because it is an area of our website, AucklandLibraries.govt.nz, which is underused. So I really want to remind people, encourage people with... their iPods and their iPads and their Nooks and, you know, those...
Nooks?
Yeah, Nook is an e-book reader.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Nio is about to buy one. Oh, she's got one coming.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and so the Kindles, the website will be... compatible with the Kindle, but not yet. It's coming.
Oh, okay.
But most, you know, you can download e-audio books. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of material on that you can download onto your computer or burn or, you know, listen to while you're exercising or whatever. So, and fabulous for students, senior students as well, because there's a lot of material on there that they can use for their assignments and studies and research. So, and then you've got the e-books. So that's another area of the downloadable.
Slow down. So there's the digital library.
Yeah, so you go digital library, and then D for downloadable media, and inside downloadable media you have the e-book and the e-audio book.
What's the difference? Oh, of course,
the e-book
is
on a reader.
Got you, yes.
And the e-audio you can burn, download and put onto some compatible device.
Mm.
Yeah, and... It's being more, you know, used more and more, but I think it's underused and encourage people, you know, you issue, it's free, of course, and you get the book, you know, in whatever format for 2 weeks.
Mm.
Put it on your, you know, MP3 stick or whatever.
I've got a suggestion actually for that, Di. I'm okay on the computers.
Mm-hmm.
I hope nobody's listening that knows that that's a big fat fib, like any of the boys from the station. But actually, I am okay, and I can normally work my way through something.
Yes.
And I actually tried to download some downloadable media, an audiobook.
Yes.
This is, I mean, we're talking maybe 6 months, a year ago.
Yes.
And it said, yes, you've been successful, you've done this. And then I couldn't actually get it. So I couldn't actually pull it off. It wouldn't. I couldn't It said, yes, you've got access.
Yes.
Because I had to wait, I think, a day and a half. Do you have to wait a day and
no,
a half?
No, no.
Oh, well, I had
well,
to...
Well, was it already requested, do you think? I mean, you're, like, actually issued out to somebody. And
if it's audio, it wouldn't matter, would it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh.
You have to... If it says e-request, it means that's actually already out.
Oh, well, maybe
and
it
you've
was.
Got to, and you've got to... And you'll have to wait.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I did that. Anyway, the upshot of what I'm saying is I couldn't figure it out.
Mm.
And so I gave up.
Yes.
And that's a real shame. And
yes.
I haven't been back since. So what I think would be really useful would be some demos of how to access this material. Because if I can't do it, I mean,
yes.
I'm assuming there are probably a few other people out,
yes.
out there.
So we do have a new flyer.
Right.
Out. You can pick up from the library, you know, titled obviously Downloadable Media. Come and pick that up. You do need to download Overdrive onto your desktop so that because that's the program you need to work it,
yep,
the whole
yep,
thing.
Yep, did that.
And so, yeah, the download. And then if you actually just put, the easiest thing to do is just to put Downloadable Media in your search box on the homepage. That takes you straight to the digital library. Straight to that whole area.
Yeah.
And there's... Oh, and also, it take frequently asked questions. There's help.
Okay.
There's... So if you were to read all through that, which is probably in a more fuller text than just the flyer,
yes.
you will, you know, just really take that
yeah.
on board and read that through, and I think you'll find that really helpful.
Yeah.
But we've got Adult Learners Week in November, and I think having that as one of our...
sessions
would be really useful.
I think that would be great, but ultimately what you're saying is Emma read the instructions.
As you know, we say about lots of things, oh, it'd be helpful if you read the manual.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Last resort.
Oh, I'm a terror for that. I hold my hands up. I'm a bugger with instructions.
Yeah.
I used to be very good at it. I used to be fine, but yeah.
You could go home this afternoon and you could do a bit of reading.
I could. But FAQs. I've got a pack at my house.
Yes,
so,
But anyway, I just would like to really encourage students to use it.
Right.
Because it is a fabulous way to, if you've got a text, you know, that you have to read for an assignment and you're not, then it's there. I mean,
yes.
it's Shakespeare stuff, classic stuff, there's a whole range.
Oh, great.
You can at least, you know, you look at all of the, because it's all, you know, on genre and different
yep.
topics. So you can easily see in a glance what's there that you
what's
might
available.
Need. Yeah, yeah. So that's that. And then... The digital library also has these masses and masses of databases, and it can be quite confusing because you don't know what's there unless you know the name of the database.
Right.
It's where do I look? And so, but in the home page of the digital library at the moment, they have something that you can click on. They're just little highlights about, you know, something might be new or something special that they want you to, that they're focusing on for the 2 weeks at the moment. And at the moment on the Digi homepage, there's a database called Teen Health and Wellness, subtitled Real Life and Real Answers. So I had a look in there. It's fabulous.
Oh,
very, very helpful. So for parents and teens, it's really focused at the teen, talking to the teen. So it's honouring their space, not really, you know, not somebody, not the parent's space.
Mm.
But it would be handy for parents to see what's in that database if they've got, you know, puberty and teens and whatever coming through in their house. So they've got things like mind, mood and emotion areas, grief and loss, nutrition, sexuality, green living, you know, renewable stuff. So there's a raft of information in that database. They can write their own story. There's videos to watch. It's interactive.
Great.
So I thought, for teens, it was a really cool space.
Oh, excellent.
And lots of knowledge. So, you know, there's books, of course, in the teen section and non-fiction, but, you know, it's not that well used. This is like
but
the
for
latest
a teenager,
info.
Digital info is much more accessible, isn't it?
Yeah, they've got there was a little article on anorexia and a girl was, you know, used a little video thing, little clip, and she was, you know, could you press play and you listen to that. And so I thought it would be a way, you know, if a teen was experiencing or just was unsettled in an area or curious about a topic, it's all in that database.
Fabulous.
So, you know, if you went into mind, mood and emotions, there's a huge lot of subtitles even under that. So yeah. Every topic has another series of subtopics.
Has another layer.
Yeah. So
say again how you get to that.
So at the moment, it's on the homepage of the digital library part of the website, and it's a little, I don't know.
Icon.
What, like,
an
yeah,
icon
yeah,
that
yeah
you
little
press
pictures, and it says Teen Health and Wellness, but now that you know the title of the database, Teen Health and Wellness, because if that disappears off that...
off the front page
into then
the usual menu.
You can just put teens and or something, you know, so Teen Health and Wellness. But great for assignments as well, you know.
Excellent.
So, yeah, that I just thought that was really useful.
Definitely. Yeah. And really, really good for students, but really good for anybody that's looking at any topic or wants to find out some more information.
There'll be stuff on drugs and brain development and, you know... all sorts.
Excellent.
So,
okay, thanks.
You know, so I think that's enough.
Is that it?
Yeah. Phew.
Okay, well, thanks very much for popping in, Di. And,
thank you.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you or whoever is on Island Life next week. Thank you very much.
You
thanks
for thank
coming
you.
In. Have
Emma.
A nice rest of the day.
Cheers. Bye.